PK Subban joins us now. PK, you are back in Nashville. You'll be at the game tonight. I absolutely want to talk about the great cause, the reason why you'll be back at Bridgestone Arena tonight. But first and foremost, I have to talk about that 18-game point streak that the Predators went on, 16-2-2 in their last 20 games. I saw you were fired up about this Predators team and what they had accomplished. Are the Predators a cup contender?
Well, according to Roman Josi, I didn't get fired up early enough. He's like, you waited for us to get, you know, an 18-point win streak before you say something. So clearly I was late to the party, but I definitely felt that something needed to be said. And not just because, you know, obviously I love the city of Nashville and the team, and I know players on the team, but it is truly remarkable the stretch that they've had and the season as a whole. I think when you consider, you know, new faces that have come in, head coach Andrew Burnett and Barry Trotz, who has been the mastermind behind putting, you know, this culture together and building this culture along with Roman Josi and the coaching staff and leadership group there. They've done a remarkable job, and I think they need to be commended on that because there's so much parity in the league and everybody's going through rebuilding, retooling, managing of the cap, picks, all of that stuff. And they've made it look easy. They really have, and it's not. You know, it started with developing some of their young players, Angelista, Novak, just to name a few. But you see Dante Fabro and his game coming full circle, and the veterans and the mix with everybody who's come in. It doesn't surprise me the way that they've played, but if you spend any time around these guys, it's a tight-knit group, and it seems like they've played together for a very long time. But I think a lot of the credit needs to go to the coaching staff and the organization for the group of guys that they put together in that locker room. It's a special group, and I think they're going to have a special run this year. I really believe they're going to have an opportunity to do something special.
We're talking with PK Subban, and I utter, you know, I repeat your sentiment, PK, in regards to the Predators and what I believe they can do once they get in the playoffs. I know Willie, he's still a little bit worried, PK,
I'm confident.
You know, they win one more game, I think they will be fine. But from a player standpoint, you just brought this up, PK, new head coach, new GM, so new players, new faces in that locker room. How long does it take, you know, as a former player, how long does it take for everyone to sort of get on page with what the coach is teaching or what he's trying to explain to everyone? Because this team started off a little shaky, but then the second half of the season, it just seems like they morphed into this different team.
Well, I think essentially the Preds have kind of cut the fat off the meat. You know, I think in sports, traditionally as fans, we get fed up sometimes where it seems like almost like a revolving door with coaches and GMs. You know, they one minute they're coaching here and then they get fired, they get rehired in another place. But there's a value to the people in sports that have been doing this a long time. And I think Barry Trotz is an example of that. You know, you've seen him have success now in multiple places. He comes back to kind of where it all kind of started for him. And now I think he's going to be in a position to do his best work. And the reason is why is that the expectations for the Nashville Predators weren't to be a team that, you know, had an 18-point streak during the season or a team that could potentially knock off one of those higher-seeded Western Conference teams that everybody was touting to win the Stanley Cup in the first round. But they are that team. And the first round of the playoffs is going to be special across the board. But I think the Preds cut the fat off the meat in terms of understanding the players that they're bringing into their organization. And that comes from experience. You know, first, you know, Barry Trotz, the smartest thing he did was hiring Andrew Burnett. We saw what, you know, when he went to New Jersey as an assistant coach, what he did for that team. You know, is it ironic that they make the playoffs last year and he's no longer there and they're out of a playoff spot? I'm sure there's a lot to that. No goaltending and some injuries, but he was definitely a big part of the culture there and that team and those players developing at the rate that they did. So I think bringing him into Nashville and being able to identify what Andrew Burnett can do as a coach, also a guy who I played against early on in my career, who understands the game, commands respect from the players. I think Nashville's done a remarkable job of hiring the right people, but also developing players, developing the young players and bringing in the right people to fill out that team. And there's no question they have the right culture there.
Yeah, it seems like they does, like they do, PK. And it seems like they're getting balanced play from every line. For a while, we just thought that this team was top line heavy, meaning their first line. But it seems like, to a point, second half of the season, every one of their lines did some had some contribution to them winning in the game. But with all that being said, do you think Philip Forsberg is playing the best hockey he's played in years?
Well, I'm very excited for Phil because I think this is the first time he's actually and this is not to take away from Ryan Johansson, who, you know, I played with Joey, and Joey's vision on the ice and his ability to find players, he does that at a high level, and he did that for our team. He's a big part of the reason why we won President's Trophy and went to a cup final. But I think Gustav Nyquist might be the best fit for Philip Forsberg throughout his career. Obviously, Ryan O'Reilly does his thing. You can't forget about him and what he brings. But the chemistry between Nyquist and Forsberg hasn't gone unnoticed. And I'm sure if you ask teams around the league, they've noticed the chemistry as well, because they've been burning up a lot of teams, a lot of their top D pairings, exposing guys. And I think this might be the first time Phil has really had someone who has the ability to know when to shoot and know when to find him and get him in positions to shoot the puck. And, you know, that's really selfless. Like, you got to give a guy like Gustav credit because, you know, I think he's got 5 goals in, like, his last 5 games or something like that. This guy can score as well. But, you know, Philip Forsberg's got one of the best shots and releases in the league. He's the guy that you want shooting the puck, and he understands that. And, you know, that's how a team works. You know, you play with guys, everybody wants to do well, but you got to know how to bring the best out of your teammates. And Gustav's a guy who's been around the league a long time, played with a lot of players. But I think for Phil, playing with the right player, this might be the best fit for him. And once again, that's why you got to give a guy like Barry Trotz credit and Andrew Brunette of knowing how to get this all to work. And they're making it work. And, you know, but this is definitely some of the best hockey I've seen Phil play over his career.
We're talking to PK Subban, who is now with ESPN, of course, former Predator, and he's in town to, again, commemorate his great program that he put together a few years ago when he was playing with Nashville called the Blue Line Buddies. PK, there's probably a lot of new listeners that don't know the story behind it, where you put this program together where you bring together a couple of police officers with families who live in those communities so they can bond and watch a hockey game together. It's a great idea. For people that don't know the story, where did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, so my best friend, Chris O'Sullivan, who played hockey, was drafted by the Calgary Flames, you know, played 12 years pro, but also worked in law enforcement for 12 years. His brothers and sisters are detectives in Boston. So he's got a lot of people that work in law enforcement. But I've been privy to kind of having that view of law enforcement and what they do every day. And when I was in Nashville, you know, thinking about this program and how it came together always brings me back to, you know, really how I developed my relationship with my teammates. Because you know, in Nashville during that time, we go back to Colin Kaepernick and everything that was happening in the whole sports world during that time. And I'm coming into a new team with new players, probably a lot of hype and a lot of attention around myself being traded for the captain. And, you know, I wanted to build a bridge not only in the community, but with my teammates as well. And I think this program was something that guys trusted. And because they trusted that program, I think they also trusted me. And that's why I have such a solid bond with my teammates and the organization, is that everybody kind of wrapped their arms around this program. And I wanted to do something, like I said, to build bridges in the community and figure out a way to bring people together. And this program has been nothing short of that. So, you know, every time to come back, to come back and do this night, and have them honor the program, not honor me, but really just honor the players and the organization and everybody involved, is special to me because it reminds me of the first time I came to Nashville and truly was welcomed and accepted by my teammates. And, you know, every guy that gets traded, you know, that's what you want when you go to your team, is to feel that the guys can trust you and I really feel that the way we dealt with that whole situation and building a program that everybody could wrap their arms around, and the city, the organization, coupled with law enforcement and, you know, underprivileged youth in our communities, it was a win-win for everybody, and it still is a win.
One of the people that I know has helped carry that program forward is Roman Josi, who's become obviously a good friend of yours over the years, besides a great teammate. You've played with a lot of teams, different captains, but maybe just pull back the curtain a little bit and talk about Roman Josi, the person and the leader, because he's grown a lot, I'm sure, since you first met him, where he was really on the rise.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I can't really say enough good things about Yos, because when I go back, you know, I think about all the players that I played with, and, you know, you usually can be critical of, you know, pretty much every player. And with Yos, it was pretty, really, really cool getting to know him. Now, you got to understand this, like in sports, it's competitive. In the locker room, it's competitive. On the team, it's competitive. You're competitive with the guys you play against, but you also push yourself, and you need to have teammates that push you. And I think for me and where I was coming in at that career, Yos and I played the same position. We, you know, we're on the power play. We play in all situations. I couldn't tell you if there was ever a moment where there was ever jealousy, like whether there was ever hate, whether there was, it was always good with them, always. And it was always sincere, always wanted to see him do well. And when he was chosen to be the captain of the team, I don't think I've ever played on any team in my life in hockey where everybody felt it was the right decision. Like, everybody knew that he was the guy. And it wasn't necessarily just because he was, you know, one of the best players on the team or in the league. It was just the way he was, the way he was with people. He's a super nice guy. And don't let the pretty eyes and the smile fool you. He's a competitor as well. He's a competitor as well, and he wants to be the best. He wants to be great at what he does, but he knows how to treat people. He knows how to treat people. He knows how to treat his teammates. And you know what? When you represent an organization, that's what you want in your leadership. And, you know, for this program, he's got a million things going on. He's got his kids at home. He's a family guy. But Yos always finds time, and he makes it look effortless to do the things that he needs to do as a captain. And, you know, I'm very, very proud of him, the way he's grown into that role, because it's not easy. Seeing Shea Weber leave, having all these different faces come in a city like Nashville, being from Switzerland, to take all of that together and put it together the way that he has and still remain as one of the dominant players in the game, I truly commend him, and Nashville should celebrate him. They should celebrate him every day that he plays, because he's going to be one of the best players, if not the best one, that you've seen come through the organization.
He's one of the best on the ice, one of the best off the ice, and you are as well,
now,
PK.
If there's a head transplant, if there's going to be a head transplant, he'd be the first one to get one on the team. But, yes, he's one of the best guys for sure.
I forgot where I saw this. Somebody on Twitter, maybe it was the Pat McAfee show, they said, ugliest captain in the NHL, Roman Josi.
Oh, yeah. I like to give it to him, because I'm just sick of – Well, I'm sick of everybody, including my mom, everybody. Oh, Yossi, he's so cute, and I'm sick of it. So someone's got to keep him on the ground, right?
There you go.
Got to keep him humble. Yep. Got to keep him humble. PK, That's the best. I know you've had a media car wash today, but we really appreciate your time. Enjoy the game tonight, and thanks for joining us.
I will. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.